a lot of guns, you see? And he looked around for all of his men, and he didn't see any. So then some of them Germans could speak English there and said, "Where's you other troops?" He said, "Oh, they're right around here." He said, "They're looking at you." So he started in with them 132. They couldn't believe their eyes when he brought them in. And he brought them German prisoners in. Well, they could overpower him right now, you know, if he just knowed him was one. And he brought them in. And before he got to the American line, though, he told somebody, he says, "Anybody got a white handkerchief or any kind of a thing that will make a flag?" he said, "Then put it by on a stick." He said, "Wave it." He said, "You better wave it like H, too." And he carried them in. And then when he carried them in, they looked at him. I looked at them German prisoners and said, "Did you bring all them in?" He said, "Yeah." You know, he got a big medal for that, bringing them in. It had a big piece about it. So it's just York. And he captured 130, and they could overpower him. They thought he had more men in all the white children. And he didn't know it, did he? Call that, I'll tell you what it is now in a few minutes and I can think of it. A sawhorse. No, not a sawhorse. Now these up here, I just remember the names of them. Them drapers.
You used to call them drapers?
Uh-huh. Drapers.
Did your mama call them drapers?
Well, she didn't have them.
What'd she call what covered the window?
Well, we might have a little half curtain across that. We had window blinds. This house had window blinds. I took them off. And you know,
What were window blinds?
They're little slats. Well, you can see them on some houses around here now. They got them for ornaments, you know.
Inside or the outside?
Outside. They're on hinges. These you can see where the hinges are for here. And they had so many onto it, a little thing run up and down,
yeah.
And you could raise them and open them like that. And them old folks would shut them blinds of a night, hot night, and all the windows and all. They didn't leave nothing open.
Why?
If you had to break in that house, you didn't have to break in. That's all there is to it. But they very seldom a fella broke in a house. Now, I heard my daddy say, I think it was some good friends of his, and they were young men, and his one man's brother went off and he got a drinking a little bit, you know, and he didn't want to go home and he come back by his brother's house, see, and he knocked on the door, they got him awake, and his brother asked him, he says, "Who are you?" And he went to cutting the fool out there, you know, he said, "I say, who are you?" And all, and finally shot through the door and killed him dead as a hammer, his own brother. Of course, he didn't know who it was. And he opened his door, there was his brother. He was there, and they show you don't pay them. When you go to them doors at that night, you better give your name, because they're going to ask you your name. If they can't recognize you, they tell you to come back in the morning. They wasn't going to open no door for you. And if it just ladies there, he wouldn't open that door at night for nothing this morning. You couldn't get him.
Do the kids ever have a thing like that,
other
than they set the basket board on each end and you sit in the middle and
got something? Let me see what they call that. I seesaw.
Now, which would be a seesaw?
Seesaw, it takes like a bench.